Mama listened to the only one. Only the one was in her heart. She was merged into the love for the one. And even impossible became possible.
मन की आँखों से हर पल ही तुझको देखूं मन की आँखों से हर पल ही तुझको देखूं बाबा खड़े हैं पास मेरे दिल से दुआएं मांगूं बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे
मन की आंखों से हर पल ही तुझको देखूं मन की आंखों से हर पल ही तुझको
ठीक है बच्ची क्योंकि रावण के पांच शीश दिख रहे हैं कल से जरा जितने शिशुपालों का कोई पांच शीश नहीं दिख रहे हैं ये रावण ठीक है तो इस तरह में शिव और कब्ज तुम्हारी सचिवी लक्ष्मी नारायण का ऊपर में शिव और लक्ष्मी नारायण भी नीचे दे रहे जैसे वो चित्र रहने वाले तो भी बहुत अच्छा अभी देखो
February 2015 Morning Murli Om Shanti Bab Dada Madhuban Sweet children, you are very big jewelers. You have to make everyone wealthy by giving them the jewelry of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. Sweet children, you are very big jewelers. You have to make everyone wealthy by giving them the jewelry of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. Which main aspect should you be very careful about in order to make your life like a diamond? Which main aspect should you be very careful about in order to make your life like a diamond? The company you keep, children, should keep the company of those who shower the rain of knowledge well. What benefit would there be in keeping the company of those who don't rain at all? The company you keep influence you a great deal. Some become like diamonds through the company of some. Others become like pebbles by keeping someone else's company. Those who are knowledgeable will definitely make others equal to themselves. They will take care of themselves by being careful about the company they keep. Essence for Dharana. First, show the return of what the Father is teaching you by becoming flowers. Make effort. Never defame the name of the godly clan. Keep the company of only those who are knowledgeable and yogis. Second, renounce the consciousness of I. become egoless and do spiritual service. Consider service to be your duty. Do not have arrogance. Blessings. May you be constantly full and remain set on the seat of an elevated stage by having the awareness of the combined form. May you be constantly full and remain set on the seat of an elevated stage by having the awareness of the combined form. By your staying in the awareness of the combined form of Shiva and Shakti at the confluence stage, all imperishable tasks become possible. This is the most elevated form of all. By remaining stable in this form, you receive the blessing of becoming full. Bab Dada gives all the children the seat of the stage of constantly being a bestower of happiness. Remain constantly set on the seat and you will continue to swing in the swing of supersensuous joy. Simply finish the sanskars of the forgetting. Slogan: through your powerful attitude, make souls worthy. Yogya and Yogi. Through your powerful attitude, make souls worthy. Yogya and Yogi. Om Shanti. Sweetest spiritual children, you remember the whole world and the old drama very well. The contrast is also in the intellect. All of this should remain firm in the intellect. Everyone in the golden age was elevated, wiseless, pure and solvent. Now the world is corrupt, vicious, impure and insolvent. You children are now at the confluence. You are going across to the other side, where a river meets an ocean is called a confluence. On one side is sweeter water and on the other side salt water. So this too is a confluence. You know that it was definitely Lakshmi and Narayan's kingdom in the golden age. The cycle turns in this way. It is now the confluence. At the end of the Iron Age, everyone is unhappy. This is called a jungle. The Golden Age is called a garden. You are now becoming flowers from thorns. You children should have this consciousness. We are claiming our inheritance from the unlimited Father. This needs to be kept in the intellect. The story of 84 births is very common. You understand that the 84 births have now ended. Your intellects are nourished with the fact that you are now going to the golden age, a garden. Our births will then not take place in this land of death. Our births will be in the land of immortality. Shiva Baba is also called the Lord of Immortality. He is telling us the story of immortality. There are whilst in bodies, we will remain immortal. We will leave our bodies happily in our own time. That land is not called the land of death. When you explain this to others, they will think that you have complete knowledge. The world as a beginning and an end, does it not? A child becomes a youth and then grows old. The end comes and then he becomes a child again. The world too becomes new, then a quarter old, half old, and then it becomes completely old. Then it becomes new again. No others can talk about these things with one another. No other can have such discussions. No one but you Brahmins can receive this spiritual knowledge. When they come into the Brahmin clan, they can hear it. Only Brahmins would know these things. Even amongst Brahmins, you are number one. Some of you can explain accurately, others cannot explain. Then they don't receive anything. Amongst jewelers, you can see that some have stock worth millions, whereas others don't even have stock worth 10,000. You two are the same. For example, look at Janan. She is a good jeweler. She has valuable jewelry. She can donate that and make someone very wealthy. Some are small jewelers and cannot donate much, and so their status is also less. You are all jewelers. This is the jewelry of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. Those who have good jewels will become worthy and will also make others wealthy. It is not that everyone will be a good jeweler. Experienced jewelers are sent to the big center. Important people are given good jewelry. Yajanak Dadi Janaki. Experts work in big shops. Baba is also called the businessman and the jewel merchant. He does the business of jewels. He is also magician because only he has the key to divine vision. Someone who performs intense devotion as a vision. Here there is no such thing. Here even while sitting at home, many suddenly have visions. Day by day, receiving visions will become easier. Many have visions of Brahma and also of Krishna. They are told, go to Brahma. Go and study the study of becoming a prince. These pure princes and princesses have continued to exist. A prince is also called pure. Birth takes place through purity. Does it not? Impure ones would be called corrupt. We have to become pure from impure. This should remain in your intellect so that you too can explain to someone. People would then think they are very sensible. Tell them we don't have any knowledge of the scriptures, etc. This is spiritual knowledge which the spiritual father explains. This is the Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. This too is creation. The creator is the one father. those are creators of the limited. This is the unlimited Father, the unlimited Creator. The Father sits here and teaches. You have to make effort. The Father makes you into flowers. You belong to the godly clan. The Father makes you pure. So if you become impure, you become those who defame the clan. The Father knows, does he not? Punishment will then be carried out through Dharmaraj. Dharmaraj is also with the Father. Dharmaraja's duty is also coming to an end. It will not exist in the golden age, it will begin again. The copper age, the Father sits here and explains the philosophy of action. Neutral action and sinful action. They say this one must have performed such actions in the previous birth that is the suffering of it, that is, the suffering for it. In the golden age, they would not say that. There is no mention of suffering for bad actions there. Here, both bad and good actions exist. Both happiness and sorrow exist here, but there is very little happiness. There is no name for sorrow. Where would sorrow come from in the golden age? You receive the inheritance of the new world from the Father. Only the Father is remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. You know, when sorrow began, it is written in the scriptures that the duration of the cycle is very long. Now you know that our sorrow is removed for half a cycle and that we attain happiness. It is very easy to explain how this world cycle turns. None of these things can be in anyone's intellect except yours. When hundreds of thousands of years are mentioned, all other things go out of the intellect. You now know that this cycle is 5,000 years. It is a matter of yesterday when it was the kingdom of the Sun dynasty and the Moon dynasty. It is said the day of Brahmins. The day of Shiv Baba isn't said. It is the day of Brahmins and then the night of Brahmins. Brahmins then also go on to the path of devotion. Now it is the confluence. It is neither day or night. You know that you become Brahmins. Then deities and then warriors in the Silver Age. Keep this firmly in your intellect. No one knows these things. They say it is written in the scriptures that the duration is very long. Where did you get this calculation from? This drama is eternally predestined. No one knows this. It is in the intellects of you children that the golden and silver ages last for half a cycle, and that devotion then begins in the middle. That becomes the confluence of the silver and copper ages. Those scriptures, etc., are gradually created in the copper age. There is so much paraphernalia of the path of devotion. The tree is so tall and wide. Its seed is Baba. This is an inverted tree. first and foremost is the original eternal deity religion. These things that the Father tells you are completely new. No one knows the founder of this deity religion. Krishna is the child, the one who gives knowledge is the Father. They have removed the Father's name and replaced it with the name of the Son. They have only shown the divine activities, etc., of Krishna. The Father says the divine activities are not Krishna. They also sing, O Lord, your wonderful games are unique and unlimited. The divine activities are those of only the One. The praise of Shiv Baba is unique. He is the one who remains constantly pure. In spite of that, he cannot enter a pure body. After all, they call him to come into the impure world and purify us. Therefore, the Father says, I have to come into the impure world. I come and enter this one's body at the end of his many births. The Father says the main aspect is remember Alpha. All the rest is detail. Not everyone can imbibe that. I only explain to those who can imbibe it. I only explain to those who can imbibe it. To the rest I say Manmana Bhav. Everyone's intellect is number one. Is it not? Some clouds shower a great deal of rain and some shower a little rain and go away. You are also clouds, are you not? Some don't shower rain at all. They do not have the strength to draw knowledge. Mama and Baba are good clouds, are they not? You children should keep the company of those who shower the rain of knowledge well. What will happen by keeping the company of those who don't rain at all? Company influences you a great deal. Some become like diamonds in someone's company, whereas others become like pebbles in the company of others. You should hold on to those who are good. Someone who is knowledgeable will make others become like flowers equal to himself. Keep the company of those who have been made knowledgeable and yogis by the true Father. Do not think that you will hold on to someone's tail and go across. Many say this, that aspect does not apply here. Would a student pass by holding on to someone's tail? He would have to study, would he not? The Father also comes and gives knowledge. He knows at this time I have to give knowledge. On the path of devotion, it isn't in his intellect that he has to go and give knowledge. This is all fixed in the drama. Baba doesn't do anything. If the part of divine vision is in the drama, then that one receives a vision. The Father says, it is not as if I sit and grant visions. This is fixed in the drama. If someone wants to have a vision of a goddess, that goddess would not grant it. would she? They say, O God, grant me a vision. The father say, if it is fixed in the drama, it will happen. I too am bound by the drama. Baba says, I have come into this world. I am speaking through this one's mouth. I am seeing you through this one's eye. If Shiv's body were not here, how would I be able to see you? I definitely have to come into the impure world. After all, I am not invited to heaven. I am only invited to the confluence. When it is the confluence, I come and adopt a body. Only then do I see you. Whilst in the incorporeal form, I cannot see anything. I soul cannot do anything without organs. Baba said, how would I be able to see? How could I make my movements or speak without a body? It is blind faith when they say God see everything. He does everything. How would he see? When he receives organs, he is able to see. The father says everyone does good and bad work according to the drama. It is fixed. I do not sit and keep an account of the many millions of souls. When I have a body, I do everything. It is also then that they call me Karan Karavana. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to call me that. It is when I enter this one that I am able to purify. What can a soul do from up above? He can only play a part through a body. I too come and play a part here. I don't have a part in the golden age. Without a part, no one can do anything. A soul cannot do anything without a body. When a soul is invoked, he can only speak when he has entered a body. No one can do anything without organs. This is explanation in detail. Still, the main aspect you are told is, remember the father and the inheritance. Remember the father and the inheritance. The unlimited father is so great, you would have received your inheritance from him at some point. No one knows this. They call out, come and remove our sorrow and bestow happiness. But when? No one knows this. You children are listening to new things. You know that you are now becoming immortal. You are going to the land of immortality. How many times have you been to the land of immortality? Countless times. Countless times. There is never an end to this. Many ask, can we not attain total liberation? Tell them, no, this is the original eternal drama. It can never be destroyed. This eternal cycle definitely continues to turn. It is at this time that you children know the true Lord. You are sannyasis, not those fakirs, religious beggars. Sannyasis can also be called fakir. You are Raj Rishis. Rishis are called sannyasis. You are now becoming wealthy again. Bharat was so wealthy. It has now become such a beggar. The unlimited father has come and is giving the unlimited inheritance. There is also the song, Baba, no one else can give us what you give us. You make us into the masters of the world. No one can loot this from us. Those who compose such songs don't think about the meaning of them. You know that there won't be partition, etc. There are so many partitions. There are the sky, the land. Everything remains yours. So you children should have so much happiness. Always understand that it is Shiv Baba who speaks because he never takes a holiday. He never becomes sick. There should only be remembrance of Shiv Baba. He is called egoless. I do this, I do that. You should not have such ego. To do service is your duty. There is no need for ego in this. When ego comes, you fall. Continue to do service. This is spiritual service. All the rest is physical. Achcha. To the
recent of day, Banna Mukhavan Savali, Banna Kulabhushana, Swadashan Chakradari, सर्विस एबल बच्चों को आज गुरुवार के दिन बाप दादा का चलो जान से करो प्रेम से यादगार और गुड मॉर्निंग
ट्रीटस बिलवड लॉन्ग लॉस्ट एंड नाउ फाउंड चिल्ड्रन लव रिमेम्बरेंस एंड गुड मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम द मदर द फादर बाप दादा द स्पिरिचुअल फादर सेज नमस्ते टू द स्पिरिचुअल चिल्ड्रन स्पिरिचुअल चिल्ड्रन से नमस्ते टू द स्पिरिचुअल फादर Om Shanti.